Well, you're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. You can hear our podcast at kaxe.org or rebroadcast on your local public radio station. I'm Aaron Brown. We are excited to be here in Ely, our first show from the Vermilion Range, and I want you all to realize that you're part of a historic broadcast. This is the very first radio program that we're aware of to do live variety shows from all three of Minnesota's practicing iron ranges. Just, yes, thank you. You are broadcasting history's being made tonight. We've been on the Cuyuna, we've been on the Mesabi, and tonight we're on the Vermilion, and so we've done it. We've got the Triple Crown. It's good to be back in Ely. I say back in Ely because, of course, I'm from the range, and I've been here many times and have some history here. I had a great-grandmother and a high school prom date from Ely, different people. I never saw either of them often, and neither of them recently for entirely different reasons, but they both made me think of Ely as a distant land of mystery. Trying to understand this land of mystery is like trying to understand a box of old snapshots in a shoebox underneath your bed. They're all there, the story is there, but what does it mean? It's hard to piece together. So I'm going to show you a snapshot of an old woman living in the woods. We should all have a mysterious great-grandmother who lives in a tiny house in the woods outside Ely. I didn't get to visit often as a child, but knowing she was there seemed to mean something. Somebody in a wilderness suited for moose and bear and self-congratulatory naturalists. You wouldn't think so, but it worked pretty well for an old Finnish woman, too, obsessed with feeding everyone but herself. My great-grandma, Waijo, lived out on Highway 1 in a settler's house. We didn't get up there often. Family drama, old controversies. I'll never know half of what happened, but the truth rests somewhere just outside the range of a young boy's hearing. Great-grandma would feed us boiled hot dogs, though, and the adults would shoo us outside to play at the edge of a forest the size of which we had no earthly concept. No idea what we were playing on the edge of. But great-grandma, she passed away in 2010, just shy of 99 years old. She lived alone in that house on Highway 1 very nearly to the end. But that's not unusual here. Not unusual to live in the woods, fight for survival. Not unusual to wake up each day, risk breaking a limb, and just being there in the ground until a bear would come and drag you off. That could happen. We all know it could happen. But usually it doesn't. It's pretty typical, though. So a snapshot of Ely, the place. It's been founded, it was founded nearby this location here in 1888 as Florence location. There already was a Florence, so they needed a new name, and they thought they would name it for a land baron out in Michigan named Samuel B. Ely, who never actually came here, never saw Ely. Never had anything to do with it. And that's actually a story that a lot of towns in Minnesota that I've, now that we've been doing this show a while, a lot of towns have namesakes who would never come to the town. They either thought they would owe the money for everything or something. They just didn't come. I like to think I would go to the town if it was named for me, but we don't name new towns very often anymore. It's a different time. The Vermilion Range was the first to ship iron ore from Minnesota, just down the road in Sudan. In this area, all the mining was underground, or most of it anyway. Of course, you might have heard of the Sudan Underground Mine, the state park down the road in Sudan. That was a hard rock mine. They'll be very quick to tell you on the tour down there that was a hard rock mine. Whereas the mines here in Ely, there was some hard rock, I learned yesterday, but they were often soft ore, soft rock mines. And they were, of course, wetter mines, moist. My grandfather worked in some of these mines near here in Ely. And he would talk about wearing rain gear down there in the tunnels, water around. It was hard work, dangerous work, but work that built the country. And that's the thing about the Iron Range here in the Vermilion, Mesabi, and Cuyuna, that we here know that story, but it bears mentioning that it's a big deal. Ely was a town founded by mining and lumber. Hasn't had a working mine since 1969, however. We have a new snapshot of Ely now. So we don't have those snapshots in the shoebox. I want you to think about your phone and the millions of photos you have on your phone that you'll never, ever print out. And that's kind of like Ely today, just a million snapshots of different things going on all at the same time. It's become something else. It's a city of retired miners, artists, adventurers, musicians, tax agents. You know, they opened the Department of Revenue office here a while back. Some folks want to mine new minerals, some folks don't. Either way, the lawyers get paid and the sun will rise again. So Ely is a tourism destination. It's gateway to the Boundary Waters. We talked about that. Beyond that, Canada's Quetico Provincial Park. There's a border up there somewhere, but if you can find it, I guess. We don't really worry about that border, because if you're coming here to Ely, you're worried about portaging a canoe. You're worrying about finding a place to pitch a tent. Maybe find a place to comfortably complete nature's pressing business. That's the stuff that really counts. And you can buy supplies to do most of those things right here in Ely. That's not to say everything's peaceful. No, not in Ely. People love this town. And wherever one finds love, one also finds disagreement, resentment, angry letters to the editor. Some folks wish it were more like the old days. Some folks would like it to stay in those days, to stay in the past. That's just part of life in Ely. People like to argue about the past and present. The past and future, but because we can't touch those. But we can touch the present, and that's why we're here tonight. We thought tonight it'd be nice to have a little bit of music here in Ely, Minnesota, have a few laughs, and tell a few stories.